My name is Yogas Machalaba. I'm the committee secretary. My role today is to preside over the election of the chairperson. According to Rule 130 of the National Assembly rules, in the absence of the chairperson, the committee has to elect an acting chairperson. I will therefore call for nomination. Is there any nomination, Honorable Members? Honorable Kenya?
Sorry, President. It's a question for judging. I nominate, and in fact, I elect. Nominate.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Is there any second? Honorable. Thank you very much. Are there any objections? There are no objections. Is there any other nomination? There is no other nomination. Congratulations, Mamu Tsikali Tiswaye. You are now the acting chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Health. You can take your seat. Thank you. As members may, honorable members may recall, we only saw the department and considered its annual report last week on Wednesday. So after that meeting, I started compiling the report. But the problem is that the report is not supposed to be given to members before it's edited. So I couldn't give it to you before it was edited. But I thought because it was late last night, I should just email you the draft, which I did last night, before I could get the final copy of the document. The problem was the delay in the editing of the document, because most committees are adopting their thoughts today, and we don't have a content advisor in this committee, which was allocated specifically for this committee. So we are utilizing other content advisors from other committees. And the content advisor that was supposed to edit was having a meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I mean on Tuesday. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, honorable member. I think we have heard what transpired. When we look at the whole document, most of it is the summary of our spread plan, annual plan, all those things. Then we have what we have observed what, as a committee, and we've got recommendations. I don't know that is it proper that we look at certain things, like spellings and whatever, on the summary of the trust plan and the annual plan? Or should we go straight to the to our observations and recommendations? Because from what I have learned, mostly what is looked at is what we have recommended. Can I get the point around there? More so that we have just received the document. And it is compulsory that we look, we deal with it today and adopt it. Can I be advised on the approach?
Honorable
Dube.
Thanks, President, and congratulations. what in terms of what you're thinking for God? I was going to suggest that because we received the draft and now this is the original one, can't we maybe say we go page by page and clear whatever is supposed to be cleared and thereafter discuss the whole thing if we want to take that up?
Honorable Dube has proposed. Is there any second or an another issue?
Let me also take this opportunity to thank you as the acting chair. I want to second Honorable Dube on her proposal. Thanks.
Honorable Dube's proposal has been seconded. Is there any opposing view? Silence means that you are agreeing. Then, what are we going to do? Are we going? Do you suggest that we read, or we just look? I see the nodding. It means that we'll be looking. Then I will be giving you a small time, then we'll page another until we go to wherever. Page one. I see there's no response. Or you haven't finished? That's still okay.
There is nothing wrong with that.
The third brother was saying, then all of a sudden you are becoming so stiff to control.
Sentence 1, 2, 3, for the fifth sentence, it says basic nutrition, shelter. But page number five, I mean sentence number five, which includes shelter. I've seen it on the graph here on the original document that we just received. I mean as a department, that's what I wanted to find out from us. Do we provide shelter as a department? And then the last sentence also talks about provincial, national and provincial legislative competency, but it leaves out the local one, because to me we have clinics that are controlled by local governments in particular. So I just want to be clarified as to, am I on the right way of thinking, or maybe I'm making something? Thank you, Chair.
Honorable, I think this is a quotation from the Constitution. They have taken as it is, but I will say it, because must explain. But according, when you start the sentence, it says the Department of Health derives its mandate from the Constitution, section blah blah of the Constitution, then open quote, everybody, whatever, then it's sections from the Constitution, but workers can you understand what I'm saying? Because if it is a quotation from the Constitution, we may not do anything. But I hear what you are saying. Do we provide shelter as the Department of Health? But workers can just explain. But I saw Honorable Lekhato said that was up. Can you maybe no. come to our rescue?
No, Chair. Truly. Okay. No. Actually, you represented me well by saying it's a quotation from the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the country, and can do nothing to that for now. Thank you.
Honorable King.
Thank you, Sir President. I also think that it is certainly irrelevant when you are talking about health environment. And the health talks also to the shelter of the patient. Thank you.
Are you okay, Honorable Duty?
This one is convincing. Because I was a little bit lost.
Forgot off.
I'm a cook.
Okay. Honorable
Chairman. You know, you can't lead if you have not been led. You must be led at some stage, so you know how to lead. So that's why you've got to continue leading. I'm led by you. So and the other thing is that there was only one man, and I wanted to add some more men. No, I wanted to say it, Chairperson. You know, you were right, this is a traffic quotation. But it brings another point, which I think it should go to our recommendations. The point that talks about primary health care and municipalities. It's very important point that is brought out to Grace. It should go to our recommendations that the primary health care cannot belong to, some of them belong to local government, some of them belong to province, and the constitution talks about national and province. I think we need to find a way of making that recommendation if it is not there. Because we've been complaining about it, that you can't have clinics in local government and on the other side they've got clinics in the province and you don't know where they report to. And it's a point that has always been raised by you. And I think we need to put now a recommendation, but this one we leave it as it, because it is right, it's just a condition.
Thank you. Are we done with page 2? Page 3? Document, there is this black line. It is just a printing machine. It shouldn't be confused with anything. Take honorable letter to an honorable king.
Chair, I agree the silence needs consent. But you must give time to a page. Don't just rush.
Thanks.
Look at the things that he got me.
On 2.2.2. Page three. I think the first paragraph is that on program, health planning systems enabling. Can't you take this, because I didn't see it on the recommendations. Can't you take the issue of strengthening research development, as it is one of our priorities of the 10-point plan, also to go to the recommendations based on this paragraph that is talking to quality health care services, to planning in the region of health disease, reporting, monitoring.
Page 3.
The second paragraph from the bottom. And they can't take that as a recommendation when you say let's strengthen the research development.
How does it read, Mama King?
Okay. It reads the objective of this program is to improve access and quality of health services through planning, integration of health systems, reporting, monitoring, and monitoring, and research. And then the budget allocation is there of $1 million. What I'm saying, therefore, can't we take this recommendation of saying the budget strengthen research development as it is one of our priorities of the 10-point plan.
You mean that we should recommend that we must strengthen
research development as it is also outlined there in that planning, and also it is also one of our priorities on the 10-point plan.
Point taken, Mama. Honorable Kopan.
No, she was not saying that I invited him to come to the meeting when I met him at the shop, so I'm sorry for inviting him. I never knew he was going to meet Philippe.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
No, it was not meant for your ear. Yeah, it was done deliberately.
No, it's true that we met sometimes. She can't be the same.
Honorable Lekado and Honorable Kopan, can you control something? Okay, page 4. I think I did enough time.
Sure.
Honorable Tina.
Yes, okay. On 223.
Two, two,
yes. From 3 SIVA, TJ, material side and men's health. Also, that one, I don't see it on our I don't see it on recommendations. What I'm going to do, can we talk about here in this paragraph? I think we must say, yeah, we must add on recommendations that achieve MPC targets by 2015. The department to use the maximum allocated budget for programs relating to MPC, OMPC 4, 5, and 6, those that we used to have.
What is it, Nematic?
Noting as you were
saying, yeah, it's page 4,
paragraph 2.
And
that is the objective of this program is to coordinate, manage and fund HIV and AIDS, tuberculosis and maternal child and men's health programs. And also develop and oversee implementation of policies, systems and norms and standards allocated budget for the HIV and AIDS TB, but it goes on to talk about the budget, which is 8.027 million. Now what I say is, can you also, because that also talks to MDC, because all of that, that encompasses MDC 4586, those that relate to health. Now, my plea was to say, can we also say the department will also have reflect on the recommendations about, because those are MDCs 4586. So, to achieve MDC target by 2015, department will use maximum budget allocated for programs, for those programs, so that they just understand.
Okay.
Look at that 8.027 million.
Are you, because I see your mic is still on. Honorable.
I suspect, and looking at putting it the right way, but I think it's the problem that I've been noticing myself too. I think the key thing, if we agree, it's about the budget that goes to those MPG programs. It's about 8 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you combine that with the next one, which is planned primary healthcare, which is 76 20 million, and you compare with the one that goes to hospitals, obviously it tells us that the policy of government, they are going against the policy. Because their policy says they must move away from hospice-centricism to primary health care. Now, even if you combine that budget of HIV, TB, and you combine it with the primary health care, it's still far less than the one that goes to hospital, meaning that they're not doing what they're talking about. Which is the point that Makenye is trying to make. Now, the recommendation that we should be making, or maybe the finding that we should be making first, is to say why they talk about moving away from hospice-centricism to primary health care, yet the budget combining two programs is less than 10 billion. And then you go to the hospital one, which is hospice-centricism, it goes to 15 billion. And it tells you that they're not going according to what they say. So then having made that finding, we recommend that they must walk the talk. When they say primary health care, the budget must reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a recommendation that is saying that, but we need to put it in good in so that it goes that way. I think that's what Makenye is trying to say.
Yeah. I don't know if members, when they are making recommendations, they do look at a recommendation. What is that?
The point that he has the point that you are raising, is it not talking to the recommendation number 2, which says the department should concentrate more on primary health care with the aim of increasing funding and increasing human resources to reduce overcrowding and focus on hospital centers?
Yeah,
Is it not talking towards your faith? Towards your...
Oh, okay. Now that you're looking at me, so by the point of what Pagma came, but now that you're looking at me, I think I need to respond. You know, it points that instead I was trying to further elaborate what Pagma Kenya was trying to say, knowing that there's a recommendation already. So we can leave it at that.
Honorable,
I wanted to raise that point that number two of recommendation.
Honorable Kenya and Honorable Lefeto in that order.
To make a follow up, yes, I see the recommendation. That's why I was inputting the MPG.
Okay.
Have we dealt with? Are we done with page 4? Are you happy with the pace we are going on,
yes.
Honorable
Chapter? Yes, that's it.
Okay. Page 5? Page 6? I'm happy that Mama Kenya really looked at this email.
Sorry, there was a long director that is transmitted concern, but now really sometimes the Russia is not going to help us. Sorry to take you back, man. Back to page 4. On the English I don't think much that school. Because on the machine, you don't see anything that talks to inside. Page 4 up there on the bullet number 4, on top, talks to prepare for the implementation of the National Health Insurance. Okay. I'm worried because there's nothing that talks to it on the recommendation. And I'm also worried that the NHI seems to, not it's not popular on the ground. It can be also something that talks, that says, Department to strengthen popularizing and mobilizing for the NHI. Well, you don't see it moving down on the ground there, even though there were visits by the minister. But it's not quite clear in some of the areas what NHI is. Yes, I tried to talk to people in our conference office, but now you are talking about the dissemination of this information is not quite clear, even though the stakeholders were engaged. Thank you, sir.
As you can tell, it's advocacy, the popularization and the strengthening of the campaign towards NHI. Honorable Robinson.
Chair, to a certain extent I agree with what Makenya is saying, but I think what we really need to do is to improve the current health system, to improve the primary health care, also put money into the restructuring of the hospitals. Because I think what the people on ground see are services that are not functioning and that they feel it's just not working. So therefore the idea of an NHI is fine, but unless you've got the infrastructure and the foundation, the NHI is not going to work. So perhaps we need to focus on the strengthening and improvement of the current situation.
Honorable Dewey.
Shepherd, thank you. My understanding about what Mark Kenya is saying is that everybody knows that the department is busy dealing with whatever problems that we have in the department, in our own hospitals and clinics. But to start now popularizing NHI is going to help the country not to have an uninformed population about NHI. We are talking of hospitals, I agree with the honorable member there, but we can't shy away from saying a lot of things are happening without people knowing. So if we take a responsibility as member of this committee by saying the department must start now before the implementation, then it will help us when it happens that less people will question and more people will know. We are not saying it's lesser than improving or more important than the program of the revitalization and upgrading. It's unfair. But you are saying let's start now and not wait for the 11th hour.
Information is power.
Yes.
Honorable Khan.
The editor. No. What I'm going to raise is the issue of process more than content. I think if we are going to do the things we are doing, we are going to take the whole day. Because we want to deal with the recommendations, but we want to go page by page. We either go straight to recommendations and deal with recommendations, or we go page by page and then we get to recommendations. People suggest the recommendations they want to make on that particular page. When we go there. Therefore, so that we can move forward. I'm worried that if we do this, we will continuously have to debate things which we are not supposed to debate. The issue to me is that, is there something wrong on page 4? If a person says, on page 4, the way things are, it's fine, then we go to page 5. I'm not, because when we come to recommendations, then let's deal with all recommendations. And that's just in the process.
Honorable
Kato. I think Honorable Kanare is helping us because we've got recommendations. I don't think there are more than 10. It is just to give us enough information. Maybe we must read the recommendations to remind us so that when we're here we know what is there. You see, because this book, this quite big, eh? So we will always be recommending, well, the rest the recommendations are already there. Thanks.
Recommendations are still already there, but the committee was supposed to add on those recommendations or to subtract. But what I understand from Honorable Kanare, she was talking about the process. To be saying that we go on page and we can even note, like we have seen that the recommendations are not as we expect them, can we note but go on process so that we go a little bit faster. Honorable Koban.
I was just supporting what Mr. Tachanara said, because when we talk about the minimum development goal, they are already here. So it's like we'll be repeating what he said. So I also suggest that we go page by page, and then because whatever that he said, also here at the back.
But what I would say to honorable members, so that we shouldn't lose whatever we are seeing on pages, you note down the page and whatever, so that we go through. Because what I'm understanding, we talk about procedure. We cannot be talking about recommendation while we are still going for recommendation. But I understand what members were trying to do. They were trying to beef up our recommendation so that whatever is left, we shouldn't leave anything. But it is just a matter of procedure, how we do it. Can we agree? Mama Kenya, I could see that you wanted to say something.
I think what Khanare is saying, maybe because I've better gone through, because there are few recommendations here. That's why I'm not speaking up from here, because I said this is what I'm talking about myself here, I'm talking about myself. I know that there are few recommendations and I know they don't appear from here. So I agree with Khanare, maybe some of the members didn't read the recommendations. Let's read the recommendations and then come back to page by page. So that all of us who are up here, we have seen that some of these things are not there. On the
recommendations, because that's why I point out, because I saw the recommendations.
Thank you, Secretary. Let's go back to the recommendations.
We didn't agree that we leave what we are doing and go to recommendation offer. I would want to know that there is any second, because what that Khanare said was seconded by Honorable Koban to be saying, can we go page by page and deal with the recommendations when we are there.
Okay.
I'm having a problem if we are going to like sit in one.
is the nature of the debate and carry.
Honorable,
let's thank you. Please. No, I think that's what I initially said. That these recommendations, they are not more than 10, and they will help us because we are getting this document now. I want actually, honorable, second what I said initially, that let's go through the recommendations. There are few. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Chairperson, I support, not saying you are supposed, but we must go page by page, and if there is anything that we can see, we'll write it down. And then when we are in the recommendation, then we can act. Thank you.
Because there is some views, I'm going to take.
Okay.
Honorable Dube, do you want to say something before I like?
Let me bail you out, my chairperson. My acting chairperson, and I will be chairperson forever. I think we have agreed on a process at the beginning that we go page by page. The only thing that we are doing now is that we are adding recommendations before we arrive at recommendations. Can we agree that we use the process of saying we know to whatever recommendations that we have, and when we arrive there, then we'll deal with them. But also, my experience that when you have 100 recommendations, nobody's going to listen to you. We must be practical and come up with recommendations that there are few and that are workable. Thank you.
Thank you. You have really built me up. You have just said what I was going to say, that we're going to go page by page. You drop down what you see in the page, then we move. Page 5. I will.
Page 5.
Page 6. They are calling him in late. Page 7. Parable 2 page.
The first paragraph.
In
page 7. Political priorities for 2011-2012. I see the number is 4 main priorities.
Honorable to page 7?
Yes, second page.
Which document are you using?
For the old one. Let me just check here. Oh no, it's 6 here. It's 6 here. Is it 6? Yeah.
Can you all use this? I know that something was thrown in your email.
Mm.
You managed to print them.
Mm.
But can you use this document? You look at the document you have worked on,
yeah.
Then we use the one person. Honorable Kanna, can you share what you are saying? They have
that. Just a question for clarity. Maybe I'm also like what I said. Page 6 on the new document, page 7 on the old one. It talks about 4 main priorities. Are they not
right? Can you talk about one thing? Because you may have a particular in your image, but others they have.
It's page 6, the last. 3.2. Policy priorities for 2011-2012. The first sentence towards the end. SONA at one of the... the only thing that I want to raise is 4 main priorities. Are they 4 or 5? That's the question that I want to ask. To be clarified for.
That's the question. Are they 4 or 5? Honorable Dubi, can I say that the researcher will look for them while we proceed? Please, I think when she wants to know that they are four, he even wants them to be mentioned. That is why I'm giving the researcher that. Honorable Kenya, you are no more talking on we are supposed to do that.
But what I, so you must bear in mind that what Grace is talking about, you talk about those the sauna, the sauna of 2011. Yeah, sauna of 2011.
We are reporting for 2011. Yeah. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Look at your room, Monty.
No, I'm crazy. On you.
Page 12. But now we have three children.
This is the culprit.
Yeah.
Even both of them are Canary.
No, he didn't purposely that he has heard that I'm going to act. That was a strategy. Page 13. I don't know if you are quiet. Are you now fed up with me? Okay, thank you. I want to be...
Honorable Karani is the happiest.
19. One. 22. You must tell me if I'm going fast. Mm-hmm. I see others are trying to write.
Can you
put it on top?
And it's not about duty, it's at the bottom. You are reading the department, the first paragraph, and it's one about duty one.
That is not parliamentary, Honorable Number. Honorable Duty, are you satisfied with whatever?
Professor, I can satisfy, but I know all hospitals that are visiting, whether it's this year or last year or 20 years ago, the problem is the same. There's no improvement. I went to Gauteng. I didn't go to that half-clean-camp hospital. That was being it's a complaint, it's a cry out.
Where did we go to?
This year. Yeah, but it's a 2011, 2012. You know, I don't think there is any improvement on whatever we are doing, or whatever visit that is taken, whether it's in Limpopo or it's in... We found the Eastern Cape one that was built for this in place of that. All over we are hearing of contractors that are not being paid, some are, you know, so I was saying... We didn't include them, unless if they are going to be included somewhere, because I didn't see them anywhere.
Okay, I think we have to take it to Wilker City, this saying that this problem is recurring. Honorable Kenny?
I'm looking at this sentence that says investigative comment.
Which page?
I'm looking at this that is saying investigative comment on July 2020, and then investigating all the problems of fraudulent payments. So I just want to check, can we also include that to what Chris is saying, even though you have still got 2012, 2016, because the scheme is still on. Now I'm thinking of how, can we make a commitment, even though there are still investigations on track? Thank you. That is excellent.
Can I explain something? Can you turn to page 36 on your report? We have covered the issue of medication. You remember you made recommendation made by the committee and not implemented by the department. So when you look at program 3, point bullet number 2, the provincial department of health needed to do proper stock-taking, control measures to ensure that medication was available at all times, especially those that were in the non-negotiable list. All the players and portable and medical supplies and were paid on time as the agreement. Is that not covering what you were raising about shortage of medicine? Or you want us to also put it here on this paragraph?
I'm not sure, but when you talk of that finding, that's what we are recommending at the end, because we found that these things are still not taken in.
Honorable
Dude, I think the understanding is that what you are raising is not a new thing, as you are saying, that it has always been there. But what the document says is that we have made recommendations on this issue before, and the department still did not implement it. So we remind the department, in terms of what it is saying on page 36, it says this thing is not new, and you continue not to implement, despite us having made the recommendations on that. I don't know whether I'm explaining myself.
I think it covers, like what Honorable Lydia says, is that irrespective that we visit 2009 or 2010, whatever, it has been a problem. Now, it's been covered in page 36. Can we move, Honorable Member? 36.
No, we'll separate them.
Chairperson,
according to page 25, there is supposed to be the referral entity. But I'm just a little worried. It's only one entity that you are complaining about. It's only a National Health Laboratory. What happens to the rest of the entities? Or is there being covered somewhere on the recommendations?
And we can cancel for me for cancel for me for
I think honorable member, from where you see the National Laboratory Service, I want just to ask for the effort. Is all that follows for the National Health Laboratory? Yeah. Don't be on top while others are below.
Tell you it's a main thing, but not just for you. You should have protected me.
Anyway, we page 27. Page 28, Honorable Companies, that was 9.1. 9.2 is another entity. Council for Medical Schemes, can you just correct the research? The 9.2 is not Council for Medical Research. It's Council for Medical Scheme. Page 29.
Better can I? Chair, I don't know where to increase this. The controversy about the Council for Medical Schemes when they try to set up the fee reserve. I was not part of that meeting when you convened that particular meeting. But to me, that's one of the most important thing about how the medical aids are utilized and disadvantaging the people who have been supposed to be covered by this. I don't have a clear mind of or something very clear about what I want to say, but it's very clear that there is something wrong, but I don't know what is wrong. But I've got a feeling there is something wrong, and I don't want us to lose that wrong thing which I can't pick up. I'm sorry to put you in that position, but as a chairperson.
Don't worry. The committee will resolve that, not the chair. I think what Honorable Khanna is saying, the committee has found something within the council. Now, can you help Honorable Godwin?
I'm not sure whether you can correct something that you don't know. How do you correct something that you don't know? But I think the Khanna has got a point. It's only that whether you put it with the Council of Medical Schemes or whether you put it with the SPCSA or you put it at the Department of Health. What Nadekhanare is saying is that this is outside your report, sir. So if you could give me some time just to explain what's going on. Is that there are certain tariffs that are supposed to be set by somebody to say, if I'm a private doctor, this is how much I charge. And obviously that impacts on how the medical aid will pay. Some medical aid will pay, if I'm supposed to, for coming to me for a consultation, I'm supposed to charge you 300 rand. Some medical aid schemes are going to say, no, I'm not going to pay that. I'll only pay 200 rand and you'll pay the rest. And there's nothing that the medical aid scheme can do because that they get their rate having discussed with the Council of Medical Aid Schemes. But the problem that we had when we called them, we were calling private doctors because High Health Professional Council just decided on its own to set up tariffs so that they can follow up the doctors whether they conform to those tariffs. And in the last time it was done, I think it was 2006, and it was not done after that. Now they were coming up, they said, if I'm going to be regulating the doctor, I must set up the tariffs so that I can know whether they're within the tariffs. Now the doctors were claiming that we're going to go to court. We don't want HCSA to set up the tariffs because they are too low for us for running the practices. So they must raise them. And that's where they didn't agree. Now HCSA, the doctors were saying we're going to court to resolve this issue, but because it must be us who set up the tariffs and we give them to you. HCSA will say, no, I'm supposed to set up the tariffs. So it is in that process they're still discussing. And the fact I agree with it, I agree at the same time with the doctors that HCSA must know what it takes to run a center. But at the same time, I agree with the HCSA that if you regulate somebody, you must put up the tariffs, you must know the tariffs, so that you can say this doctor for that in this one is wrong. So Council of Medicare Scheme doesn't come in anywhere in that one. It's separate from that. It's just the HCSA and the department is part of it. Because at the end of it, it's supposed to be the minister who signs out that those tariffs are right, they can be charged. But they need to agree both of them. Oh, thanks, sir.
Honorable Kanar, are you satisfied? But my problem is, Honorable Chair, that it is a finding of the committee. Where are we going to put it? Like you are saying that it is not for the scheme, but there is, you agree that there is an observation. Where would we put it?
No, I think the way we should do it is that all we are community, we are representing our community here. We get affected by the tariff. So we don't need to put it as a recommendation here. All we can do ourselves is to call them back again so that this thing could be resolved with the information that we're getting from our constituencies, from the doctors, and we can say, come and make sure that you make sure that you put down proper tariffs, HCSA, even new doctors, you don't need to overcharge us when you go there. We just leave the medical aid, but they can come with the research information. So we don't keep it in here.
That was the way I was saying, so that when we call them now and money of our partners, I must have called them again. Because I assume it's the person that can't, then we get an issue that is there in the house. There was a statement on the issue of the doctor, which I was talking about in the same way we call them. They denied that. Doctors are using positive force for the hospital. In their private uses, they like that. And then I had nothing to prove that by that day, if you remember. They said, like, no, not our doctors. Our doctors can't do that. So they said, they are using positive force for the hospital. And they said, the first of the public funds, where they go to all kinds of things. So you are misusing the public funds. Then they deny that. But the other day, it did appear there in the house. When somebody was reading the statement, and I said, "Your doctor is fine." If we can also, if we can say our sister can go to the hunter and take that statement, so that when they come back now, we go to book. Thank you.
Thanks. No, I've been listening to comrade chair. Now you see, he has been saying something very good, but also that, you know, so that it's a recommendation and it's quite serious. It affects our community. We must say here that we will call these people to discuss the tariff, you know, and that is a recommendation that he has been saying. Thank you.
Honorable Kamara.
The problem I have in my head is that the whatever tariffs we put has got an impact on the medical aid scheme. and whether the doctors will abide by that. That's what is in my head. And the unfortunate thing is that sometimes people go to these doctors, and then you get prescribed, you go to a pharmacy, and the pharmacy says, I can't give you this medicine, and therefore you pay me 600 more. And other pharmacists don't even touch that. So there must be consistency, because there must be consistency and fairness somehow, somewhere, in terms of the operation of medical aid, the way they operate. Number two, is the problem which like for instance, you go to this hospital all the time when you are sick, and then you get a serious accident, you go to that hospital, after 3 days they tell you medical aid is finished, so you must move out of here. It's not fair, because all your money was not spent on the public sector. So they must make sure that you get well if they want you to get out of the hospital. I'm just raising this chair. You'll be able to put it in your medical English. But the issue to me is how do we make sure that medical aid treats the beneficiaries in a fair manner? Mm-hmm. I accept that there are people who refuse to be part of medical aid until they are 30 years. You see, when they are 21, 22, they refuse to be part. When they are 75, they want to become part of the medical aid and therefore benefit from other people's contributions. We have got to find a balance. I know people will say, the NHI will solve that problem, but I doubt whether it will solve that particular problem.
I think it's very important that we will visit this topic, because so that it shouldn't like be just buried without being discussed thoroughly. And I really suggest that we follow what the chairperson was saying, that we will call them so that we can go back to track to the report. Honorable, open your hand, Lazar. And I think you are not going to talk about the medical scheme.
No, chairperson. In general, when I'm analyzing the report, most of the time we complain about our public entities that they are not doing their job. So as a committee at one stage, generally we say that we need to assess their effectiveness. Many people are complaining about our nurses. So South African Nursing Council is not doing anything. And but the report then goes through, there's nothing that has been said here. I don't see anything. If we just complain about the doctors, their conduct, the way they're doing it, according to the report here, nothing is saying about anything about the Health Professional Council of South Africa. So maybe in the report somewhere we need to include that, because the ongoing thing has been there, just nothing is changing. Thank you.
But what I was going to say, we shouldn't lose focus that this is a review of what we have done for a certain period. What you're saying is very important, and I think that's what we have been saying. But we haven't seen the South African Nursing Council. We haven't seen others. I think we have to go back and look at it. But for the period under review, we should end on our conclusion. Say something about it. Honorable Chair and Honorable A. Kenya, I think we have stepped out of this.
You have to close this
discussion. I'm the chair today. You cannot negotiate. Even if you come from Eastern Cape, who should talk first? She's not closing as the chairperson. She's not closing as the chairperson. She can close maybe as the limit. Over to you. But I wanted the negotiation to go through.
That's why I wanted to come before, because of his status. Thank you. I was just going to really follow up on what Pat is saying, because I had a, I, 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 I look at the page 22, that is something we are going to discuss about that, because as much as you say that we didn't read it, but okay, since there's something that I also wanted to talk on the nursing country, based on the last paragraph. So as much as you say let's pass it, because you said that let's start noting. I noted that, so I think that will be covered then on page 22, when you come back. Thank
you. The entire globe. You know, I think the key work of our committee revolves around what we've been discussing here. It's only that we've not been going that direction. Because we're supposed to be watching these regulators. What they are they really regulating? When you find a nurse in a hospital doing wrong, what is the regulator saying, which is the South African Nursing Council? But we've never gone to that. But because we're oversighting the Department of Health, and these institutions or this institute have been set up by the department, we always go to the department, say department, and we're looking at the department now. So, but I want to suggest that even before we call the HPDSA, the SANAC, I think we need to sit just as a committee and talk about who does what when, so that when we meet them, we are very clear of the questions to ask them. So that we understand, so that we don't get a situation where you know there's a problem about terrorists, but you don't know where exactly it is. So we talk ourselves, okay? like a workshop of our own, as to what does this mean, and so on. So I'm suggesting that we don't have to go into detail about that regulations, as long as we ask the Department of Health, but we need to have our own meeting and call them one by one and say, what is actually going on? But there's something that talks about private healthcare that where the department is not looking into, and it cover both areas. The one of Gamma Makenya, your doctors which are using facilities, the public facilities, it can be very complicated, that one, because there are those doctors that are doing something that is called RWAS, which is remunerative work after working hours. They use the public institutions allowed by government to do that at their benefit. And there are those who are part-time doctors, who are doing part-time work. So they use public facilities because, I see my patients in my room and I say, go to the hospital. It's within the law because I'm part-time at a particular institution. I call them there. So it's a little bit complicated, but it's something that we need to go into because all those things have got serious problems that need to be sorted out. But it's not for this meeting for now.
Page 30. I can see that you want to talk to him again.
No.
Can you not say follow up?
Yeah.
Can we not follow up? Can we go to page 30? Page 31. Recommendation made by the committee and not implemented by the department. Thirty-seven. It's even have health committee's observation. Can we look at them? So that when you come to them and beat them up, certain things they have been taking are our observations. Honorable Kana?
We raised the issue of academic hospitals and management. we raised it as an issue of concern about whether it should not be taken out of provinces and then being either managed as an independent entity or reporting directly to the National Department of Health. And that provinces concentrate on mostly primary health care.
Members, can we listen?
Academic intention.
I was about to speak to you because there was a little bit of noise. But I think you have made your point. That was 37? 38? We also have 13 recommendations. The last page, 39. Now that we have... Okay, Honorable Khanna.
Look, on 39, the I don't know why it has been properly answered, but there is a, I think we have got to say there is a problem, a serious problem on the, as far as the, I have got to say, it's the case and invoked, as far as the financing is on that. I know it might have been captured here, but it has not come out through. There's a real concern about, I know in the Eastern Cape there is a debate between the National Department, Treasury and all that, but that to me does not solve the problem of what I saw at Nessiness. You know, about people saying that these people cannot motivate why they have got to get more money, you know. What I saw as a member of parliament who went to this hospital, I saw infrastructure, who is a mess. And the wrangling between the officials does not solve that problem. That problem is still there. If you go to the hospital I told you about in PE, you know, not Doran Giza, the other one, Livingston. The problem of people having to bring their own blankets and the hospital being dirty, the hospital being understaffed, does not get solved by that particular district. The MEC of Limpopo says that he does not have necessary equipment, television. And then I get told by the National Department that there is enough money. What I see and what I hear are two different things. And I really think that it's important that the department start taking seriously, resolving real issues. But to me, they are not academic issues. I'm sorry I'm talking long about it. That's the reason why we're for the secretary who has got to summarize what I'm saying. To me, Eastern Cape and Limpopo, in terms of both infrastructure and the provision of quality health care, is really something we have got to recommend that the department must make sure that all the problems in those particular provinces are resolved.
I think you have captured what that canary raised. Okay, now that we have completed, can now we come the way we have suggested with the recommendation? Honorable Duke.
Just one I think this document says we are asking Treasury to give more money to the department. Now, if you look at our conclusion, the second paragraph, the last sentence. Am I right? It says it continues with the challenge of understanding. Now, to me, if you say a person understanding, but you are also asking money, extra money for that person, if it's me, myself, and I, I'll say what do they want, because they are misunderstanding. I know that we have highlighted some problems about whatever we saw, but if we say they are understanding in confusion, it's very difficult for a person on the other side to be motivated. I don't know. Maybe I can be explained why it's like that.
Yeah, I think you are right, but we have to maybe to emphasize, to give it up, to be saying that even if they are understanding, because we have heard that they are understanding mostly on goods and services, and they have even explained why, because of the IDs which came late, all those things. Maybe, like you are saying, in the report of the understanding, we should even like build it up to be telling that they have understood because of what we say. Because they have understood, but at a certain stage you see that they are having accruals. The accruals will impact in negatively on the new budget. Honorable.
I would think that probably we need to relook at this conclusion. How we concluded. But I suspect the first paragraph is okay. Well, that's where that's supposed to be done. But in our concluding remarks, we need to put it very clear as to what we picked up. And one important point is that though we are oversighting the National Department of Health, but the actual work is done at the provinces. And that's where the point that Sanada was making, that we need to highlight certain provinces that we find serious problems that the national development needs to go there. Because, and they always claim that the problem is that they've got financial constraints, but they end up getting qualified, they end up getting qualified because, or even disclaimers. Now, if somebody can't use even the small money that they've got, how do you increase that money? So those are the things that we need to look at, even the understanding. I don't think myself the understanding that we've put in here, we should put it in. Because when you talk of understanding, you look at a certain percentage. There's a certain percentage where you say, a development that is getting 25 billion, if they understand by 1% or 2%, that is not that much. So you can leave it. But what they've said is that they're underfunded nationally, and we know they're underfunded. But the fact that they've had an unqualified audit report, then we can say these people are underfunded and they've managed to use their money. We leave out this understanding because it's still within that limit, and they've explained it. Yeah, so we just mentioned the key challenge that we have found, that the department needs to look into this in the conclusion. I think we need to really look at the conclusion.
That's the point. Which are you referring to?
You can say, can I make a recommendation for you to go for him now?
Can I make a suggestion to say that the issues that are raising, we don't put them in the conclusion? Because specifically what they look at in this pre-report, they look at the recommendation. So what you're suggesting, the underfunding, that they need more money, that's what the Minister of Finance is going to respond to in his budget next year. So we need to put it in the recommendation, because that's what they are going to look at, not the conclusion. Honorable Khanna.
In the absence of Honorable Nekato, I will speak. Okay, look, what I wanted to raise also is the minister has committed himself to ensuring that all hospitals get money by people who have got medical background, who understand the environment in which they operate. And I think that's what is one of the things which have got to encourage, that people who manage hospitals, we don't know, I don't know how far it is in terms of that, because that hospital in SNS was having an 18% for so long because they were waiting to have somebody who was skilled, but the position was also taken somewhere else. I think we have got to be able to raise that particular issue of a professional and skilled people running the health institutions. The other point which I wanted to raise was that I don't know how to put it because it's very difficult. The problem of Eastern Cape is not just a problem of the staff and the NEC. That NEC, I have a story for you. Because it is external issues which impact negatively on his performance. And if we just judge him on the basis of what we see and not what is happening around him, it's a little bit unfair to him as a person, not to him as a politician. As a politician, what is happening to him is fine, but as a person, it's very problematic. So I don't know how to put that external issues should be managed at a particular level. I don't know how to put it. I don't want to bring in party politics in the recommendation, but I want a person like that to be helped to solve the problem.
Maybe let's help you first.
Yeah.
Both coming from Mr. Kev and being a politician. I think that is another way to think. There are internal ones where he needs to handle them.
Yeah.
But there are external ones. But for us, we're just oversighting the Department of Health administratively. So all we can put down, at the administration, the mismanagement of funds, and we can put that. But most of the things that are external have got to do with the politics there. They've got to do with the politics there. So, and we can't put them here. But all we put here, we put the administrative thing that the Department of Health must look at Eastern Cape and Limpopo. But we know there are external factors, which are going on.
Yeah, thank you for prioritizing us. Thank you.
He's leaving because the wrong side of his back.
Yeah.
They can't be in the same call.
Okay, the second one, can you get out in order? We earlier said that we are going to jot down things which you want to put on recommendation. Can we deal with those now? Or there is nothing? Honorable Kenya.
I think recommendation is something to put through. But I wanted just to comment on what Patrick said on page 22. Last paragraph. It starts by saying the state of the nation at the level emphasized the training of doctors and nurses as well as the rewards of medical colleges and refurbishment, renovation, but etc. of hospitals and clinics. Now, I don't want to say it's a recommendation, but I just want to ask if how can we handle this? Because we have been talking about opening of training policies. And now we don't know how far are they. Maybe I don't know whether we can say also, not necessarily putting in the recommendations, say that we need to have to call the National Surveillance Council for a second time so that we know so that we get what is happening now. Ever since we met them, and they told us about the training courses, and also the department also told us about the opening of the training courses, which due to, as you say, that we need training hospital nurses. We are sort of nurses and sort of doctors. Therefore, I don't know whether we say, let us call them again, so that we get what are they doing now, as not approaching also some of the another intake of nurses. Not necessarily to put it on the recommendation. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I think it was a suggestion that we have to have a meeting again with the South African Nursing Council, so that they must come and tell us the process and their progress. Honorable Chief.
There are two things that should say, Umake. One is saying about the South African Nursing Council, which is a regulator. They don't build colleges. Then the colleges are built by the Department of Health. So we need to call both of them. For
I'll take it. Honorable
Dumi.
Let me also say, I don't have correct words to use, but I think this is our observation throughout the country, that we are all saying the attitude of people who are working in hospitals is no longer Ubuntu related. So as a recommendation, I don't know what is it that we think can help these institutions of bringing those people back to where they are supposed to be, because we really need to retrain either everybody who's in the institution to help them realize where they are working and with whom they are working, because the attitude is killing the department in all spheres of government. I can mention hospitals, clinics. I don't know whether whose competency that is. Is it the Nursing Council or is it the department that must reintroduce what do I can call either workshops or training in their own hospitals?
Honorable Kato.
Yes, Chair. Earlier on page 28, you made an amendment online to Council for Medical Research and Research Scheme. You see, I'm saying we received the document quickly, and we did not do justice to the document. That mistake elsewhere, because of the speed that we're doing the document, I think as we leave here, the honest remains with you that you will double edit this document so that we don't leave other things incorrect. Secondly, Chair, recently, as you were saying, now we got to meet the department and the Nursing Council. Recently, we had a wild strike at Mabatu Nursing College, where I was called in to come and intervene. The students there, they are in the class. Some are getting better benefits than the others. And this is, since it's happening throughout the country, there are those who get buzzeries, there are those who get better benefits. Now, probably it would help us, so the department must come and update us. So how far are they with that? Because it's something that is discussed at that level. Also, we need to take that. Thank you.
I think it's for future use, not really in the future.
Yes.
And I think 10% when I was sitting here, I discovered that we really need a meeting which we bring up whatever. One day, my problem has been we only have meetings when we have departments or we have people whom are going to present, but we never have a meeting whereby we can bring up all the things like what Honorable Lesotho has said. Look at in page 2. Is it page 2? At the bottom, I thought, is it page 2? Where? Yeah, page 2. Is that from page 1? the committee consulted the following reports and or documents. Then you mentioned on page 2, the State of the Nation address, the report of the Auditor General, tax spending visits over, in bracket overseas, and previous DRR report. I don't know where do we put these regular meetings which we are having on Tuesday, because those meetings help us, because they are presentations. I think those meetings too should be included as the source of information. I don't know how you can do it. Maybe, because can I give you to, are you happy or are you going to be able to include what was recommended here in the recommendation? Can I hear from you?
I think I'll be able, but my problem is that in general terms, recommendations, they must be clear. So I think I have to drop them and give them to the chairperson to look at them. Otherwise, they need to be clear who they are directed to be realistic, who have realistic time frame. So most of the recommendations, they are just general. And they should be clear who they are directed to, who must take action on those recommendations and by when. So I'll drop them and give them to the chair. Because the recommendations in their nature are for members of the committee to draft them.
The real chair?
No, I was going to say, so sometimes that process is autocratic, where you just do things without other people. Mm-hmm. So why don't we look at them as they are and say, here is wrong, then we can just edit. I can sit down with Google rather than edit a few errors. We just look at the recommendations. I'm just making a request that we have to, so that everybody can own it and say, no, this is what you said. It's a request.
Okay, where is the page of the
38?
Honorable Lekhato, can you go through, read them aloud? 38.
No, but here I'm having recommendations made by the committee. And not implemented by the department.
Those are the different ones. We are going to concentrate on page 38.
Recommendation?
Yeah.
I will do that, Chair. The Department of Health should make sure that traditional leaders and communities are well educated about the importance of medical means to transition.
Can we look at that one? Because I think there are few, we can do one by one. Are we taking care about the documentation? Is that what you are saying?
Mm-hmm. Honourable Robin, I agree. That is correct. But this is just my own personal view. I'm wondering whether we shouldn't take it further and not just have adult circumcision, but whether one should be campaigned to have
babies
and I think
we're focusing on the adult circumcision. And perhaps we need to look at practice
or
maybe if we
could. Can we read? Does it say adult or does it say male circumcision?
Okay, maybe let's say the reason it has been put that way is that I think everybody agrees that circumcision protects people from HIV and AIDS. 60% of them are protected. But where there's been a challenge is the traditional leaders in certain areas where kids circumcise when they're over 18. It has got nothing to do with the kids. Because that one depends on the parents. If the parents agree, and are part of the community, So the reason why we put traditional leaders, especially around Eastern Cape, where they say our kids must not go to the male medical circumcision. So I think it's referring to the adults, let us say that. I just wanted to add that point that she was asked a question. She was saying it must be clear and where it's directed to. Do you think that this one is clear who's supposed to implement this?
I think just what I asked and Honorable Robinson answered it. Honorable Copper, maybe, of course.
Thank you, Chair. On the same point, I don't know. I want to write the report about the circumstances in the Cape. One of the recommendations was that besides the education, the Department of Health must also monitor what is happening in the school. I think maybe we need to talk about the working relationship so that the department can also be involved in terms of monitoring, because presently we cannot monitor what is happening in those schools. So education is good, but maybe somewhere we need to, how can we improve the working relationship to monitor, even to supply them with the sterile treatments, because that's where the problems lie. There's nothing wrong with our traditional whatever circumstances that is done there. But the problem is in terms of the sterility of the equipment.
Mm.
Maybe somewhere here, we can, I don't know how to phrase it, but that is the key challenge. Thank you.
I think
what the chair was looking at to be specific, to be saying, is this relevant, and who should do it, and by what? Because I think when it says the department is telling who should do it, and I think it is an ongoing thing. We cannot or it should continuously. Okay, point two.
The department should concentrate more on primary healthcare with the aim of increasing funding and increasing human resources to reduce hospital overcrowding and focus on hospital centralism.
Is this
the
hospital centralism or hospital, or is it the same way? Wait. Hospital centralism and hospice-centric, is it the same way?
I think Honorable Robinson is going to help us here. She's a teacher. But the point I was going to come in, I think hospital centralism is just like hospital centralism. But I think it's a little bit confusing when say and focus on hospital centralism, meaning that concentrate on hospital centralism. I think the point here is trying to say the department talks about primary health care and move away from hospital services.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems as if we are encouraging them to go on. They must move away from, as their policy, it's not our policy, it's their policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're trying to say, you said this, but you are doing opposite.
Also, when they like on focus, they on focus on one committee. So they are always not mentioned here. The primary health care doesn't know, they know that about primary health care. So it can also add one committee. They don't know how to do it.
Can you phrase it, ma'am? Let's help.
I think Makanya is bringing a very important point. You know, the Premier of Gauteng has complained that the reason why Chrisane Barbanas is so full is because of people coming from rural areas. When the Premier of Western Cape complained about the same, but it was an education, is that people from Eastern Cape are coming from rural areas and they're coming here. Don't worry about the other thing I've said, but they basically they're talking the same language. And in health, it says we're not promoted to rural health. So the recommendation should be to prevent people moving from rural areas to rural, to promote rural health.
Yeah.
As far as human resources and finances.
But another thing, we should look at, even in urban area, primary health care is not there. It's not there.
When you go to the Johannesburg and the Cape Town, the primary health care is not so so strong, and it is there where you see the provincial clinics and the local government clinics.
Mm.
I don't know how should we do it, because we have to do say something about it. Even primary health care is not honored. Mostly in urban areas. In rural areas, the clinics are there, but they are not well resourced at the end of the day. I don't know how he do put it.
Honorable
Hector.
I think I must speak first this time. Okay, we'll go. Yes, I like what Honorable Ken is saying, that there is no rural development here. Therefore, maybe in phasing this document, the first and focus on hospital centralism, maybe we'll take out that and talk about the rural. You see, in the past, the rural were not meant to be developed. That is why even the funds mostly go to the urban areas, not developed in the rural area. And the equitable share of funding is skewed, and it's an anomaly of the past, the legacy of the past, that we need to deal with. We must emphasize rural development, healthcare.
Through you, I was going to help you for that. That the rural health part of it, let it be another recommendation.
Mm.
Yeah, let's leave this one, and that's what it is, and let's make the rural health another area, because it's very important. But coming to, I must say, having gone to some of the provinces, I think primary health care under Professor is better here, the primary health care. But if you go to other places, the blood part of it is because of not knowing whether these clinics are provincial, these clinics are local, and that's where the problem comes. And you find that in the Western Cape, especially around Kita, because most of the patients here, it's very clear that the clinics are local government. But when you go to Gauteng and the other provinces, you'll find that some of them, they belong to the province, some of them, they belong to the... When you go to the rural areas like Eastern Cape and Limpopo, they are solely under the province. So the very few that belong, except for Eastland and Port Elizabeth. So I think that part should come to that area, the urban man, should come to that area of what do we do to make sure that we are very clear about who runs what.
Because we are in one South Africa. When it is local government, let it be local government. When it is provincialization, let it be. And I think, I don't know how to put it, so that we put it as a recommendation, but still under primary health care.
Through it, I won't even press this. I think we'll look at that. We'll try and do it. And in fact, we'll even go to an extent of quoting the Constitution, which has been quoted here. We'll have to put that quotation.
Why are you doing it outside the...
No, I'm trying to be putting it in the proper English. No, I'm not saying that we're going to change what you're saying, but that putting it in good English so that it fits in well. That's like the figures. I think when we talk about hospitalism and primary healthcare, we'll have to put those figures as they have. Those 15 billion and 18 billion, we have to quote them and put them there. I'm thinking that you will agree with us to do that.
Yes.
But my concern, why don't you want to talk when you bring those important issues? Why don't you want to talk on the mic?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's because I'm coming from another rural area, Maputo, sorry.
Honorable Koban.
Thank you, Chair.
study the primary health care things and whatever. My problem is that presently we don't have the statistics so that we can try to take the impact of this and those who are being run by problems, those are run by the municipality. So if maybe we can get the statistics, the effectiveness from different levels, I think maybe that can help us also to come up with the right decisions.
I think we have to even go to the what the district health system says, because it was the police. Will do they?
Yeah, Chairperson, you nearly touched what I wanted to say, that whilst we are commending about clinics and hospitals being nationalized or provincialized or localized, we also must recommend that maybe the policies around that must be changed, because if there is a policy that says this clinic belongs to a municipality, as a committee cannot just say tomorrow it must be like that. But our observations maybe must guide us to say what we have observed is that maybe if local government cannot manage, because that's what we are doing, the clinics, they should be brought to the province whereby we are prepared to change the situation or whatever governs them. And also with what the chairperson will always say that in the meeting, we would like to see hospitals being run under the national department so that the monies that are being allocated to are really monitored and managed. Because in most cases, we are now talking about the monies that are spent here in the grant, the allocation to the national department. But we all know that the provinces are the ones pushing those funds. So maybe if we also say, as the recommendation from our operation, we feel that some amendments to whatever law that is governing these provinces and local should be changed.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I think there is a law whereby initially immediately after 1994, we talk about devolution of power to the local municipality. But after a certain review, it was seen that certain municipalities don't have the capacity to run that then we talked about provincialization. Therefore, if we can hear them talking, they will be talking about FALGA, because the conditions of service were not the same of the nurses in local municipality and the nurses in the provincial department. But what we're saying that let us do the same thing. Because at a certain stage, the conditions of service of the employee, either of local municipality and the provincial government, were not the same. And at the end of the day, they were nurses. And they was moving from one place. Initially, it was moving from the provincial department to local government. But after the OSD, there is a move from the local government to the provincial government. Then,
can I clarify? You are saying there is a law that
is there is.
So why in my own area, in Tshwane, we have clinics that belong to the Tshwane municipality and those ones that belong to Gauteng provincial other governmental legislation. So this is what I'm trying to do. Let's make a uniform of all municipalities and clinics so that when you talk of primary health care, it should be a national primary health care resolution. Not saying it depends on the clear condition on your municipality.
Yeah. There is a law, and it was supposed to be provincialization, but we'll deal with it. Yeah. And we are aware that it's not only in France, even in Rustenburg, there are those, Rustenburg town, those which belong to municipality and those which belong to provincial government. And the finance thing is, all the money of the two comes from the Department of Health. If you can look at this, our documents, it says that the Department of Health will transfer the money, they transfer the money to local government so that they can render service. I think it is a topic which we should deal with it, not today, but there are documents. Honorable Robinson?
Chair, I think what you've said now as well sort of covers what I was going to say. I don't think in this report we can deal with issues which are based on the Constitution and whatever. What we are here to do is make sure that the standards of health care, whether they are provided by the province or by the cities or the local municipalities, are of a good standard and that people are getting good health care. I think we must confine ourselves to this and perhaps in another forum, but as you said, SALGA and various other bodies, look at the constitutional basis, and that would be a different decision or a different discussion.
Point three, Honorable Judge.
Preferably the capital, eh? The department should allocate additional funds for hospital revitalization in preparation for the Office of Health Standard Compliance.
Or is it supposed to go further? The recommendation?
What does it say?
What further?
I'm saying it should go further and not stop at health standard compliance. It should go further and explain why. Why do you think? Because for the person who doesn't know the Office of the Health and Compliance and what he's going to do, he's not going to understand. So it should also explain so that provinces or health institutions can be able to meet the prescribed London standards. I'm making an example. So I'm saying it should go further.
Can you say it further?
Okay. Maybe for the sake of all of us to agree on something, even if she's going to write it later on. I think she is right. We must go further for the people that don't understand. I think, well, one will be trying to explain that the Office of the Standard is going to be accrediting this institution. And if you look at them now, I think 80% of them, they would never be accredited. If you would go with it, if there would be an Office of Health Standards now and accredit them, they wouldn't accredit it. So this revitalization is to make sure that when the Office of Health Standards is there, we'll be able to accredit them. I'm trying to lobby you that we agree on that so that we
are you lobbied? Point four, Honorable Judge Lakato.
Point four, the department needs to have oversight function on private healthcare industry.
See, I suspect it's the same that we need to go further. And I think going further, yeah, I think what was mentioned in the meeting, in the last meeting that we were with the department, was mainly on the fact that we don't have statistics coming from the private healthcare industry. We don't know what is the infant mortality. We don't know whether most of the hospitals, they are tertiary or they are whatever. So we need that information. I think we should go further and say, monitoring, oversighting them, then we need to get information from them as to their statistics so that we can combine them with the national statistics.
To promote a public private partnership. It will be an ongoing process also.
Honorable Copan.
I do support my colleagues of what they just said. I don't know how to put it, but one of the most important things, not only about the statistics and the relationship, but it's also to check the non-standards, because why do sometimes we think that private sector is working so well? Our people are still abused by the private sector. People are operated, you know, unnecessarily. So I think that is the thing. I met a colleague of mine in Parliament. She's She's about 50 something of age. She told me that she went for another operation. I said, what didn't you do the hysterectomy? She said, please, my doctor was asking me that I was in Cape Town. I was attending the casualty. The doctor said, tomorrow no, come for operation. That's to remove the cyst. I said, but you are old. Why didn't you do the hysterectomy? So I think sometimes people are this, so we need maybe to come up in terms of how do we also regulate. Okay. Yeah, how do we regulate the how the functioning, how the private sector is operating? Because it's really abusing what you want.
Rosa, will you be able to capture?
Yes,
sir.
Okay.
The interesting thing is that the only institution in health that is not regulated is the private hospital.
Mm.
The professionals are regulated, the medical schemes are regulated.
You're doing it again without putting
So we need to regulate the private hospital. I know the whole crisis, but we need to tell the department that they must be regulated.
That's the recommendation.
The department should make sure that the cancer register is updated.
On the same point, maybe we need to also to mention how often should it be regulated. Can we date it? How often? I think that is the other thing.
When I read that, I felt that it is it's not like having meat. Yeah. Honorable,
okay, can I just ask a question? I know this is a problem that we don't have the cancer register updated, but is funding provided for it so that this can be done? Is it a matter of means, or is it just a means of, you know, the fact that it's not being done?
I'm trying to help. I think with both of them. I think the first one is that this we're doing yearly. We're reviewing the department yearly. So we should make sure that we do it yearly. We should say it must be yearly. Because we look at the department every year, and we're looking at this past year now. The question from... I take it that we are doing a review and recommendations for the budget. So all these things that I'm mentioning, I think the department must consider and conservating them, they must budget for them.
Thank you. I think I don't see anything in our recommendation whereby we are talking about the discovery of the AG, whereby only one province have an unqualified report. I think we must have a recommendation. I don't know. Maybe the others will help me. We should talk towards the financial management. I don't have it, but I feel that we won't have done our real job if we don't have a recommendation around financial management. Honorable Koffer.
Sure. On the same note, the other thing that came out very strongly from the AG, he was saying that whatever they raise every year, but nothing is happening. Maybe someone's recommendation, I don't know, we need to include that. What is it that is the department that they are doing in terms of the ages? Because that is a problem. Because every time, you remember he said that the AG was saying that they met with the minister, the DG and everything, but it's the same that they raise annually. You remember even compare the annual report. As those things are raised year and year, but the department is not doing anything. Maybe this time, as a recommendation, we need to include someone on the report so that solutions can come up. I don't know. That's my suggestion.
I think that's my concern to be saying that we cannot be having the type of eight-year report and we don't say anything as though we haven't observed it. More especially, it's not for the first financial year. I don't know, is it covered in the recommendation which were not implemented? But because it is a financial matter, I think repeating it all do harm, but it more it will show emphasis. I'm waiting,
Honorable. Yes, yes. No, I think maybe how we should put it is that. I'm not putting it clearly, but we should put it that these are the things that have been noted, that these provinces have been continuing to have this, but with no consequences. There are no consequences that have happened. So we request the department to make sure that they assist them, and there must be consequences for something that is wrong. But in addition, I take it that you are, now that Wunda Bele Khetho has finished, you are saying that we can add some of the things that we think are important. I think one crucial area probably that we need to look at is this national health laboratory. Because I know this problem between KZN and them is being sorted out, CCMA, whatever. But we need to relook at that law. Because that law, the others are saying the law says this, the others are saying this. But still they need to pay, but we need to look at that law. We need to amend the law. Certain areas of the law that made it possible to put up in national health laboratory services. Do you get it? Do you get it? It's a recommendation.
It's a recommendation because the issue of the NHLS, we have dealt with it this year. We have to recommend something about.
I'm asking this because the response that the recommendation should not be to introduce new government policies. I'm not sure if that kind of recommendation is
appropriate. Can you repeat that?
The recommendation does not seek to introduce new government policies.
Well, the department, its job with the executive authority minister is to make policies. But this is not about a policy. It's about a law that we have set up as this parliament. Now, when we monitor that law, it's not going according to the way that we have set it up. Because these laws that we pass here, we're supposed to follow them up as members of parliament and monitor them if they are implemented the way that we wanted them. This one is not about a policy, it's about a law that we made it ourselves. It was not made by the department, it was us. Now, we are saying when we monitor it, it's not implemented according to how we wanted it.
I think you'll go through it together with Is there any recommendation? One.
The last one. When we were out with on our witness, there's something that I saw. I heard that there's some light at the end of the tunnel. At quite HIV from that. Because now certain people are able to have antibodies that can kill the virus. And when I tried to ask them how much did it cost them to investigate those few patients, I found out that the budget that they used is equal to the amount of money that they were giving the MRC. That's investigating those few. Now, this thing talks about the budget of MRC being very small. And they've said it many times that their budget is very small. I'm not sure whether we should put it as a recommendation that they should look at the budget of the EMRC. The department should look at the budget of the EMRC. I'm just making an example about this one. That it's so expensive to do proper research, and it's that research that needs them to be able to make policy. Now, if they put in small money, then they're not going to have enough information.
I think it's relevant. Yeah.
Okay. To increase the budget of medical research council. Though we didn't see them.
Honorable Cohen.
Just on a point of clarity on the same point, I remember, do you remember one of the things that I raised regarding the MRC? According to the annual report, I checked the previous one and this one. Do you remember one of their responsibilities was to make sure that they help department to reach their performance target? Do you remember? It has been put over and over. I raised the point why this issue has always been there. One of the things when they responded to my question, they were saying there's some sort of a duplication of services. Do you remember within MRC? So maybe the problem is not, money might be a problem, but the functioning itself of MRC, maybe also need to review that. Do you remember that's what they, how they responded to my question? I do agree we can give them money, but somehow there was a problem in terms of how they operate within them. That's why they can't be of any help to the department.
I think it's noted. Is there any recommendation?
Maybe. This one, when we put that the competition, that they should have more budget, but it should be combined with a statement that having looked at all the areas where the centers are, so that they can be integrated.
Is there any? If there is no more recommendation, we have all participated in the report. Now it is our report, it is not an individual report. We have to adopt it. Can I see? Are we adopting the report with all those additions and corrections? I will see you by show of hands. Honorable Robinson?
I propose that we adopt.
Is there any seconder? Honorable Mshweli? Seconded by Honorable Mshweli. Now we've got a report. Mshweli. Sorry. We've got the report and we request the researcher and the secretary to go and now make our report complete with all what we have said. And I will say to you that thank you again for the opportunity, but I can tell you next time somebody must act. This is not a very good
thing. No, don't go to that. Don't go to
because
that.
At the end of the day, people will talk things like, well, honorable, they will intimidate you. But it was an exercise, but inspiring. And I really want to say, I'm very sorry, because now I know what I do when I'm there. When I'm there, I'm very sorry. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Before you attend the meeting, I don't want to talk after you. But I just want to thank you, especially for agreeing and for carrying on with the meeting. At least even myself have learned how to follow, not to be led. But thank you very much. You know, the Premier of Kautian said, I saw her on TV one day. She was saying, you know, when you're sitting there, you think that it's not to lead people. But when you start leading them, it's so difficult. But there are two things that I wanted to mention. Thank you very much for allowing us to go to Maputo. Myself and Dennis Ossinson, we enjoyed ourselves there. It's a beautiful country, and we are going to be giving you a report as to what was discussed. So we are going to be giving to the health committee, but the main committee that we need to do that is the HIV extending committee. But we'll give it to tell you what's happening and what we actually did. What we did ourselves, the two of us then. The other one is, I've been keeping on talking to Umamu Ngoko. When she went to the doctor the second time, they found that she bled into the lab. And I'm sure it happened a few days after she had accident. But fortunately, they've drained the blood. They've taken it out now. That's an over and she's well. But it's going to take a longer period before she comes back. Mm. do because of that operation that they can. It's not even a serious operation, it's just putting it straight. Thank you, I just wanted to mention those two things.
You don't want me to close this meeting. Honorable Kofan.
I wanted to thank you, you did it so well. And what I've learned from you, all the people who have been problematic, you assign them with responsibility.
Thank you very much. It was a really good meeting. And the meeting is adjourned.
She's the one who caused the problem. We invited her.
No.
We invited him.
What happened to you? What
he was not going to come.
We were ready to go. This meeting was supposed to come. I hoped him, but you were already in the room. I didn't know that you were calling him.